Well, they are all ready to go up north in Mackay with both finals heading to BB Prince Stadium. So a big weekend up north. The Mayor of Mackay, Greg Williamson, is on the line. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the program.
Matt, it's great to be with you. Beautiful day here in North Queensland. So,
it always is, mate, isn't it?
Absolutely. Perfect one day. Even better the next year.
You must be incredibly excited about the weekend ahead, knowing that the rugby league world has all eyes on you and your backyard.
Well, mate, this is a first for Mackay, and we are pumped. The community is really buzzing about having two back-to-backs and semi-finals for the NRL for Australia. In our town, that's just unbelievable, and we couldn't be happier, I can tell you. We're fitting as many people as we can into our stadium, and of course with the COVID rules, everybody's got to be seated, and that's, we've had to import a lot of seats. So, you know, it's a stadium that could normally fit. When we had Elton John there, we had 15,000 there, but we can only put 6,000 in terms of the seating, and 6,059 actually, Matt. But in terms of the seating and the COVID rules, etc., so it is packed. It's been sold out for days. And everybody is really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I know that you've had some massive concerts and nights up there, Elton, that you mentioned in 2017. You had a Kiss concert back in 2013. I mean, this is next level, because Rugby League Heartland is up there where you are in Mackay. So I can imagine it might be bittersweet as the mayor. You can only fit 6,000 in, yet I'm sure 20-odd thousand would want to be coming. So is there anything else that you could do for those that miss out?
Well, obviously, it's going to be the live streaming and the free-to-air television. And there's seven figures in terms of the viewing public, of course. And there's a lot of big screens around the Mackay area, and a couple of the big sporting clubs, you know, they've got big screens going as well. So everybody's involved in that. It's a shame we can only fit 6,000 in the grounds, but them's the rules. We're glad we can actually play. We're glad we can actually be in a stadium. They're going to have to wear masks unless they're eating and drinking. So I imagine there'll be a lot of eating and drinking. So all in all, I think everybody will get a chance to see it. Maybe not in person at the grounds, but everybody will get a chance in our community who wants to participate. Because, as you said, Matt, this is a rugby league town, and very proud of the fact that, you know, rugby league is core to our sporting genres. But it's a big sporting town in general, but you know, it's always been underpinned by rugby league.
Well, let's go through that, because you touch on a good point there. There are so many great rugby league players who have come through Mackay, or come through that part of North Queensland. You know, Brett Dallas, Ben Barber grew up there. Daly Cherry Evans went to high school there. Wendell Saylor, Dale Shearer from the Serena area. But also outside of rugby league and across all sports, Greg, Cathy Freeman, of course, Sandy Brondello, one of our great basketballers and coach of the Opals as well. What is it about Mackay? What is it about your area that fosters and nurtures such great Australian sporting talent?
Yeah, well, you've named a lot of them, and I suppose it's the area of the world we live in. It's the weather. You know, it's a great climate here. We've got, you know, we're right on the beach. We've got a lot of opportunity to get outdoors. And as I said, there's every genre of sport available in our region. So for the 120,000 people that live in our city and urban region, there's a huge opportunity to get into sport. So it doesn't matter what it is. And you've run through them all, but we've produced stars all over the place. You know, Katrina Robertson was in weightlifting, and George Moore, if you go back far enough, is one of Australia's best jockeys. Jeff Hugel in swimming, and Elton Rasmussen rugby league, and as you said, Cathy Freeman, and on it goes. It's just the opportunity to get outdoors and into an environment where it's great to participate in any level at any sport that you like to name. We can do it here in the Mackay region. So, and we as a council, and we've always looked for pathways for our kids, and I think that's essential. You know, as a community, you've got to try and provide the pathways for the kids to actually train here and be involved as far as you can up to elite level in sport. And it's critical for us as a council, because, you know, if you don't have those pathways, if you don't have the opportunity for kids when they're 14, 15 and 16 to participate at the senior level, then they leave town. You know, the families will go off to Brisbane or somewhere else seeking that opportunity. So we've always looked for the opportunities to deliver pathways for our kids. And this, I think, these sorts of things with the with elite level NRL being played in our town, that actually creates the desire, the passion. It when you can see your superstars running onto the field, and they're right there in front of you, that it does amazing things for kids in sport. And that's part of the pathways that I'm talking about as well. So that's why we spend a fair bit of money as a council every year in sports attraction, in getting all of the state and hopefully national events to be played here. And it pays off in the long run.
Do you reckon you got enough footy ovals there, Greg? Because after this weekend in particular and throughout this year, you're going to have a massive flow-on effect of kids wanting to play footy.
Yeah, well, junior rugby league in our town is a huge, has a huge following, and I think one of the fastest growing sports is women's rugby league, and particularly women's junior league. So, yeah, you might be right. We've got a lot of sporting grounds. There's no doubt about that. It's the clubs that are going to be sort of revitalised now. When you start to get the membership inflow, then the clubs start to get revitalised again, and the passion comes back in. And that's what COVID did. And when it was all shut down last year, it was really difficult to underpin the continuation of a lot of the clubs. And we spent about $1 million in a council perspective of helping not-for-profits and sporting clubs survive the year, you know, just with paying off their insurances and their electricity bills and things like that. So, you know, I think this adds to the fact that, you know, we live in a fantastic area of the world. We're in a bit of a COVID bubble at the moment. We're able to get out and play sports, so let's do it.
So you had some NRL games throughout the year, obviously, because of the situation that it is. And then once the focus, Greg, started to turn towards the grand final being played in Queensland, it was pretty obvious that there were going to be finals played in regional areas. So I'm tipping that you're expecting or maybe hoping for at least one. Did you really see back-to-back finals coming your way?
It was a dream come true. But, you know, I take my hat off to the council staff and the people in our events management team and the people in our front line of making it happen. You know, it's the relationships of the build. In anything in sport, isn't it? It's the relationships you build in building up that team environment and being able to say, yeah, we can do it, rather than, no, that's going to be a problem. So that's what our team have always done. I said, okay, you want that? All right, well, let's see if we can do it, rather than, you know, the old bureaucratic, no, you can't. So that's what I think our team has been very, very good at. They've been playing the game along the lines of, well, we need this here, we want this here, let's fall over ourselves to make it happen. And so that's what I think has bought us the back-to-backs. And as I said, I couldn't be more proud, Matt, of the people we've got in our team at council who've made this happen, and also in our community. The fact that the community stepped up to the plate for the first games that we had in the season and packed out the stadium all the time, and just, I was amazed, you know, when the Eels came here, I was amazed how many Parramatta supporters there were in our Mackay region, and people who turned up in all the gear. It's been outstanding. The same for the Roosters and everybody else we've had here. So I'm pleased on Saturday that the Eels are coming back, because they didn't do too well the first game they're here. It'll be good to see them back here on Saturday at BB Prince Stadium in Mackay, and taking on Penrith. So look, there's going to be some great games this weekend. Manly and the Roosters, and Penrith and Parramatta. I think they'll be absolutely outstanding games.
Yeah, I totally agree. Week two of the finals. Couldn't go to a better place, Greg. Honestly, rich rugby league history, such a rich sporting history. I've checked the weather. It's going to be fine. You probably don't need to check it on a day-to-day basis, but in Sydney we do. Look, enjoy the weekend. So well-deserved to you, to your staff, and the people of Mackay as well. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks for thinking of us up here. And I know you'll be tuning in. It'll be fantastic. There's not a cloud in the sky today, and it's just a gentle breeze. So it's going to be a fantastic weekend.
You're making us jealous. We might catch up with you next week and see how it went. Thanks, Greg.
Good on you, Matt. See ya.
All the very best to Greg and everybody up there in Mackay. Coming up in our next hour, Channel 9's James Bracey will join me ahead of a massive weekend, of course, on Wild World of Sports. And we're going in search of your best rugby league forward pack. We have plenty of nominations. Keep them coming. 0457.